Please be seated. I understand that we have with us this morning some visiting editors from some of the NATO countries. France, Netherlands, Belgium, Denmark, Great Britain, Norway, and Luxembourg. We're glad to have them with us, and I'll be glad to meet them after the press conference is finished. I have nothing further to tell you unless you want to ask some questions. Shall we adjourn the conference?
President, the House begins consideration of the economic controls bill today. Have you any fresh words to have on
it? Yes, I have. I sincerely hope that they'll give us a workable controls bill along the lines of the message which I sent them on the subject. I have no knowledge of their plans. Of course they'd be welcome to come here, but I'll have to find out what their plans are before we can take formal notice of the fact.
President, do you intend to send up another message to Congress on the
proposal? No, I think I've talked enough about it. I made some remarks about it last night, if you remember. I've written letters, done everything I can possibly do. I'm going to keep on putting forth an effort to get a control bill that'll work. I didn't understand. I'm sorry. I can't hear from back there for some reason.
Why don't you come to one of the
mics? Come to one of the mics and ask the question.
Mr. President, I'm coming from Luxembourg. Some weeks ago, we had the pleasure to have Miss Blumen with us. Didn't she make any statement to you about her impression in our country?
Oh, yes. She had the most cordial reception and enjoyed the visit immensely, and they were just as kind to her as they could be. They won't lack for long. You'll know about them pretty soon. Who was going to ask me a question?
Mr. President, do you have any comment to make on the conviction of that AP reporter in Czechoslovakia?
The State Department issued a statement on the subject which was submitted to me for approval, and I'm in agreement with that statement. Ask that question again. He wants to know, I think if I understood it right, he wants to know if I wanted to compromise with the beef people. I never had any idea of compromising with them. I merely wanted to hear their side of the story, and I wanted to get it down where they'd have a fair hearing. I didn't enter into the thing only to see that they got a fair hearing. I approved the beef rollback, if you remember, which doesn't make me very popular with the cattlemen.
And a project that I under the theme of United We Stand, which we had a flag flown in by a star from each state with a message from each governor and a bar from each of the original 13 colonies. And then the flag was raised by a highway made up of commanders of the Army, Navy, and Air Force. This is a pretty long question.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
I wonder if you think it's a pretty good idea.
Oh, yes. If you'll remember, when the matter was under discussion some months back, I requested the Chief Justice of the United States to act as chairman for the celebration of the 175th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence on yesterday. Then a commission was appointed, which consisted of the leaders on both sides of the House, and in the House and in the Senate. And the result of that commission's work and the work of the Chief Justice was the show put on at Philadelphia, which was a good one. The one that was put on here, and in nearly similar celebrations took place. I'm very much pleased with the result.
Marvin Smith, not going to like this even in absentia. But when the time comes, we think we'd like to have Harry Oliver, the AP, say thank you, Mr. President. You know, by the time has arrived yet.
Well, that's up to you. Answer questions as long as I may.
Mr. President, at the risk of usurping authority, I'll say thank you.
I guess that was a hint.